White House Offers Asylum to Russians Fleeing the Mobilization. By Neil Munro on September 27, 2022. The White House is converting asylum laws into another weapon in its proxy war against Vladimir Putin's Russia. White House spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre was asked on September 26, as mobilization in Russia continues, thousands of Russian men are trying to leave the country. Is the U.S. willing to grant those Russian men refugee status here in the U.S.? Anyone seeking refuge for persecution, regardless of their nationality, may apply for asylum in the United States and have their claim adjudicated on a case-by-case basis, Pierre responded. Under U.S. law, people can only apply for asylum on U.S. soil. Early in the Cold War, asylum rules were adopted in 1951 and 1967 to protect people from government repression, which could include forced military service. The laws were also drafted in the expectation that people fleeing communist repression would apply for asylum in the first safe country they reach, not after they pass through several quiet countries to reach the prosperous United States. The U.S. won the Cold War in 1991 when the Soviet Union collapsed. Since then, the U.S. has expanded its network of NATO allies up to the old Soviet border. It is now helping Ukraine as it tries to claim authority over districts claimed and populated by Russians. Those districts include the Donbas region and Crimea, which was captured from the Turks in 1783 by Catherine the Great. Simultaneously, Biden's deputies, including his pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, have converted the nation's once narrow asylum rules into an economic and political strategy to extract millions of young people from poor countries for use in the U.S. economy. Since January 2021, for example, this widened asylum process has helped pull roughly 3 million economic migrants across the southern border into Americans' jobs, apartments, and marketplace throughout the United States. The resulting wage cuts and inflation are an economic blow for ordinary Americans, but are a boon for investors and Wall Street. These illegal migrants cannot vote, but they expand the power of government and the Democratic Party. Unless they are deported, many will be able to claim U.S. citizenship for themselves and their children over the next decade. Mayorkas has also launched a new process to allow low-level pro-migration officials at the border to grant migrants the life-changing gift of asylum. If the migrants do not get approved, they are still allowed to appeal their claim in the courts and to work in the United States while their multi-year appeal continues. U.S. officials are also using their expanded asylum programs to inject young Eastern Europeans into the U.S. economy. For example, Mayorkas has pulled about 50,000 Ukrainian refugees from safe European countries into the United States under the United for Ukraine program. In April, Biden's deputies sent a draft bill to Congress that would allow many Russian graduates to get fast-track green cards. That plan was blocked by GOP senators, but Democrats are trying to get a similar gateway into the 2023 defense bill. This is another example of never letting a crisis go to waste. Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart in February. He continued, "The idea that increasing opportunities for Russian skilled workers to go to the West is going to have any effect whatsoever on the situation in Ukraine today is so ludicrous. They're just using a war as a pretext for increasing immigration." In June, GOP senators also blocked a plan to let the Fortune 500 import myriad foreign graduates for the good jobs needed by U.S. graduates. The huge post-1990 influx of Indian and Chinese graduates via the H-1B, J-1, L-1, and other visa programs has already pushed millions of American graduates out of tech jobs. The inflow also flooded the market for white-collar labor and so forced down salaries for the entire professional class. Most college graduates have actually seen their real income stagnate or even decline since 2000, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman wrote in April 2022. The progressives' gradual conversion of asylum laws into a pro-establishment economic, political, and military weapon is undermining public support for once popular asylum rules, advocates admit. The United States is a sanctuary, or at least is supposed to be. A pro-migration author at the New York Times insisted on September 27. But, she added, the post-Holocaust order of international asylum protection is already teetering. The last decade has shown that the United States is hardly alone among wealthy countries in putting the integrity of its borders above the integrity of its humanitarian commitments. That seems like an awfully steep price to pay to satisfy a desire that no one without papers be allowed to set foot on U.S. soil. Which is what a big part of the national frenzy over high border apprehensions really is. The author's claim of a national frenzy over migration scoffs at the huge and painful economic, civic, and political impact of migration on ordinary Americans.